Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm super excited today to be sharing with you my interview with Yvonne Garcia. She's a registered nurse, a certified Ayurvedic wellness counselor, and an integrative nutrition health coach, and she has a wealth of knowledge on health and wellness. Today, we're going to dive into Ayurveda, specifically what it is, what it entails, and why it's become so popular now in the Western world. So without any further ado, let's dive in and have a listen.
Hi, I'm Kate Boyle, and welcome to the Mind Movement Health podcast. Each week, I'll be bringing you health information from diet and lifestyle to movement and nutrition. My aim is to bring you bite-sized pieces of information that you can instigate into your everyday life to change your health.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's show. Today on the show, I've got Yvonne Garcia from Unique Essentials, and we're going to be chatting about Ayurveda. Hi, Yvonne. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, Kate.
It's great for you to be here. I always start with the podcast. I like to ask people, what does health mean to you?
That is a really good question because everybody has their own thought process on it. But for me, it's the absence of disease or any dis-ease in the body. That's how I think about it. And being able to feel like really good within your skin, you know, within your body. And that's both physically and mentally. So when things are in balance to me and there's no disease, then everything just really flows very nicely. But unfortunately, when there are things going afoul, then we don't feel our best and we can't give our best, right? So that's my process or my thought process on the absence of, you know, what health is.
Awesome. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about your own health journey and how it's brought you around to Ayurveda?
Well, that is exactly where it all started for me. It was my own health journey. Several years ago, it's been well over 18, 19 years now. I found myself suffering from a very severe form of postpartum depression. And it did happen with my other children, you know, that I got like a little bit of it. And then the second child, I got a little bit more of it. But the third child just like knocked me off, you know, knocked me out of my socks, basically. And yes, it is a normal thing that does happen for women due to the hormonal imbalance and such. But for me, it just really took its toll. And as I went through the process and, you know, thinking that I was doing everything possible to help my body, like get back into its norm, things were just not getting back to normal for me, unfortunately. And I just found myself to the point where it really debilitated me to where I wasn't able to function. It was like I had no energy and I couldn't even think straight, and I was just on this very low feeling, and it was just getting progressively worse and worse and worse and worse. So I ended up going to the physician and, you know, just saying there's something wrong. It has to be something more than that because it was so severe and it was just like the lowest of the low. And at first, you know, they did all the gamut of testing. Well, let's make sure you don't have this and that and this and that. And everything came back, you know, negative. I mean, and everything was fine. And then towards the end of the, like doing several testings, and this was like a whole 2 weeks of testing, mind you, the doctor just came back and said, you know, you just have severe depression in your body. It's just really took its toll. You know, things are just like, My body just shut me down because I wasn't able to give it what it needed is basically what happened. So in a nutshell, at the time, I didn't know anything better other than prescription meds. And that's what they gave me. And unfortunately for me and my body and how it works, and it had always been this way ever since I can remember, even being a younger girl, whenever it came to taking any type of prescription medication, if there was a side effect, I got it, you know? So I just really battled, you know, with all the severe side effects, and they'd change me from this, you know, medication to this other one. And then they tried this one and this one. Before I knew it, I had been taking several different medications. And it literally took like almost a year just to kind of like get myself to an even keel plateau, but still had the side effects. And so unfortunately for several years, I was taking the medication, and then it just got to the point where the side effects were just way too much. And I just was like, okay, wait, there has to be something more to this. And I just reached that point where it was like, enough is enough. First of all, why is my body doing it? I started asking those questions. Why did my body do this to begin with? What did I do incorrectly? Why is this happening? Why is it I'm still having to take these meds? You know, and it was just like this very profound point where it was like, I'm done. There has to be something. There has to be something else. And I'll never forget the day when my physician said, no, Yvonne, you have to take these medications for the rest of your life. And I looked at her and I was like, no, I can't do that. Absolutely not. I was so numb to everything around me. And the one part that really hit me the hardest was because of the numbness of the medication. There was so much that I wasn't remembering from my son's early, you know, when he was months old. And when I thought about that, because people would say something or a family member would mention something and they say, well, don't you remember when, you know, Timmy did da 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 da? And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And that was like one of the side effects. Like, wow, I'm like, it was literally numbing me to the point where I didn't remember these life events for my child. And that's when it was like, that's it. I'm done. There has to be something. And so I just went on the quest and I started searching. My doctors weren't willing to help me, unfortunately, because that's all they know, right? And in honesty to them, that's what they're trained to do. They're trained to give you a prescription med, and that's they've done their job, you know?
Yeah.
But when it comes to teaching you, okay, well, let's revert back and let's figure out, well, why did this happen to you? What's the underlying cause? You know, what was going on that caused it to happen to begin with? I wasn't getting those questions answered. So I had to look outside the box, basically. And for me, being a registered nurse and being in the nursing profession for so many years, it wasn't what I grew up knowing even, you know, because everything was Western medicine. You know, you have a cold, you reach in the cabinet and you get something to, you know, take away the effects of a headache or a cold or whatever, right? We reach to the cabinet, the medicine cabinet. So for me to really like basically put my heels in the ground and say enough was enough, I need to figure this out. That's how that whole journey started for me. So of course I had to look outside that box, which was a really big box for me because of my profession. And I wanted to figure it out. Okay, well, let's look at Eastern medicine. What does it have to offer me? And that's when I found Ayurveda. And at first, to be honest, it was like really like over my head. You know, like, wait a minute, what? I don't, you know, because being trained as a nurse, everything's such a physical thing. And I had to really understand these whole concepts of how they looked at everything, how they understood the way the world around us affects us. And I was just like, wait a minute, what is this? I'm not sure how this is all. It just took a while for me to just like let it sink in. But once it did, and it was like, huh, okay, I think I'm getting it. So what really like was the cherry on top for me was, and while I was learning all this new concept of, you know, in physical healing and mental healing and so forth, I met a physician, an Ayurvedic physician from India, and he was giving a lecture. And he was basically going over the basic concepts, you know, what Ayurveda is, what it's about, this and that, blah, 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 blah. And then after the lecture, I went up to him and I told him, I explained my situation. I said, you know, I'm on these medications. I basically weaned myself, which I don't recommend anybody do, you know, against their doctor's advice. But being that I'm in the nursing field, I felt very comfortable doing it because I knew exactly how to do it. But I got to the point where I weaned myself to literally like a quarter of a pill. And then I could never stop taking that. And when I try to stop taking it, then the side, you know, everything would just come back, like rebound effect. And it was like butting up against this wall every time. Like I'd be going all good all of a sudden, and then I'd stop, and then boom, and it would just hit me like a bomb. And I could never get off that medication. So I went up to him after this lecture that he was giving, and I asked him, I said, here's my situation. This is what I've been trying to do. I'm trying to wean myself, but I just can't get off the medications. You know, is there anything you can do to help me? And he looked at me like he couldn't believe those words were coming out of my mouth, right? And he goes, absolutely. I can help you. That's what we do. And I was like floored. I my chin was probably on the floor, like, what? You know, you can help me? And he goes, absolutely. And I said, okay, well, what do I need to do? And he says, okay, well, where are you located? And I told him where I lived. And he says, okay, well, I live in blah, blah, blah. This is where my clinic is. Make an appointment. You can come see me. And we'll schedule, you know, like a week-long therapy to really try to help get your body back in and, you know, give you the herbs that you need and this and that, blah, 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 blah. Literally within 2 weeks, I drove 5 hours to go to his location and spent a whole week in this beautiful area in Santa Cruz, California, and just basically let him go to work. And it involved nutrition. It involved herbalized massages with herbalized oils. I mean, I meant to say herbalized oils, basically massages with those. And really like helping my body to detox and eliminate and helping to, you know, get my body back into that balance phase again. And it was just like night and day. He put me on herbs, and literally within a month's time, I just continued with everything that they taught me how to do. And within a month's time, I was off the meds, never went back. So at that point, it was like, wow. You know, this is something that I had struggled with for years. And yet just to, you know, take this different approach of helping to support my body and giving it what it needed, that is what enabled my body to heal. And that was like, wow. I was just like so amazed with that whole process. So from that point, I was like, how many other women are out there, you know, that are dealing with the same stuff that I dealt with and need that support and need to know what things that they are doing incorrectly, but unknowingly incorrectly, that's causing their body to break down and have these hormonal issues, you know, and it relates to everything. It's not just hormones. It can be anything. It could be, you know, obesity or diabetes or any type of illness that the body's that's happening. But unknowingly doing things incorrectly, therefore the body breaks down, and then that's when you start having the disease process start to happen. So I wanted to be able to help, you know, those women who are ready to change things and try to, especially those women who, obviously for me, it's more an emotional connection, because I don't want those women to go through the same thing that I went through with those prescription drugs. And I don't want them to feel like there's no hope. And when I know that there is, you know, so if I can help those women who are suffering from, you know, either anxiety or depression, things like that, you know, I can help guide them and let them know, okay, let's work on this. You know, you don't need the meds, you know, you can start off if you need to, but it's not something that you have to be on for the rest of your life. No.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, that's an amazing story, and thank you so much for sharing, because I think it's one of those ones that's, especially like you said, in the Western world, I know myself, I've been to the doctor and she's like, oh, how are you? And I'm like, oh, well, you know, things are a bit stressful and I've got a loved one that's, you know, unwell. And, you know, she's like, oh, you look tired. And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty tired. And she's like, oh, well, maybe you need an antidepressant. And I'm like, I don't need an antidepressant. Like, I'm not depressed. I've just got a whole lot, you know, stuff going on. Right. So I think a lot of the time it is, you know, and like you said, the training that they have and, you know, they're trying to help, but they are just going from what the experience that they've had in their training, and it's not always potentially the best approach. But yeah, I do think it's very prevalent, especially in the Western world, and in sort of today's time as well, with everybody living really busy and stressful lives, that there is a lot more sort of reliance on medication. So your journey is, I mean, great to hear, gives people hope that there are other options available. And I guess one of the main things is you had so much experience being a nurse that you were able to go out there and look at other alternatives, whereas some people might not feel as confident to be able to do that. You know, a lot of people That's just true. Rely on their doctor or their physician to really tell them the best. So, you know, really kudos to you for doing that sort of exploratory work and looking at other things as well. Can you tell us a little bit more about what Ayurveda is and how you practice it? People can get a better idea of that.
So basically, Ayurveda is one of the oldest forms of holistic healthcare in the world. And it dates back 5,000 plus years. And it even goes further than that from the verbal training. So it's been around for quite a long time, needless to say. And the popularity of it now is actually becoming more and more in the forefront, which is nice to see. And the perfect part about Ayurveda is that even though it's such an old system, it's still the same practice. So the practice that they did 5,000 plus years ago is the exact same practice of what they use now, and they still get the same results. So it's one of those sciences that has been, you know, tried, true, tested, and it's been around, you know, like I said, forever. So the term Ayurveda basically is a Sanskrit terminology, and it translates to the effects of the science of life. And it looks at having a relationship, I guess you can say, with the world that we live in. And this is a part where I was saying, you know, at first it was like, oh, getting over my head. It was like, wait a minute, what are you talking about and stuff? But they basically look at it as, you know, our bodies are unique. We are all each individual people with unique needs. And it's not a one size fits all. You know, we can have a symptom, but the way we would be treated would be totally different. And unfortunately, it doesn't work that way in our society. And it's like, oh, you got this, then here's a treatment for it. It's like, no, because everybody's body is uniquely different. So when they look at this way of how our body is made, they look at it from a perspective of the elements within the world that we live in. Do you want me to kind of explain that part of it, or?
Yeah, delve into that because I know just from things that I've seen, do you know what I mean? I know it's more than just nutrition and there is that sort of spiritual side and stuff as well. So yes, definitely.
So basically, they look at it as the entire physical world, including man, basically, is made up of elements. And these elements, I'm sure you've heard of, which is your earth element, your fire, your water, your space, and your air. And a lot of, even with Chinese medicine, they look heavily into these elements. And if you look at these elements, they exist in the world that we live in, obviously. You know, because if you look at the earth element, for example, you look at it and you think of dirt, right? Our earth is made out of dirt. And they look at every one of these elements and they have a characteristic of that. So if you think about an earth, it's very heavy, it's very solid, right? It's stable or it's dry. So we obviously live, our houses are on earth, right? They're on a foundation of dirt. And that is how that connection is to the earth that we live on is also, we have that same element within our bodies which is the skeletal system or the organs, because they're heavy and they're dense. Okay. So the other element that they look at is the water element. So when you think of water and the earth, what do you think of?
Me, I think of lakes and oceans, all the water, exactly. All the water in my body, because I know we're made up of 60% water.
Exactly. So just like our bodies physically have that much water in them, so does the earth that we live in. Okay. So there's a lot of similarities. So when you think of the water element, you think of, in a way of a characteristic of it, it's cold, it's mobile, it's heavy, it's soft, you know, so it has these characteristics. So the other element that they look at is fire. So when you think of fire element, which is around us, and it's, if you look at the sun, it's fire, it's putting off the heat, right? Same thing with like a volcano, you know, the earth erupts, it's going to present that fire. Same thing happens within our bodies, such as our metabolism, right? So it's that drive, it's that transformation. So when you think of the fire element, it's, you consider it hot, obviously. It's dry, it's very sharp, because like a volcano can like do its damage, it's sharp, it just cuts through everything. So same thing can happen as our body is doing this work of that fire element. The other element that they consider within us and around us is space. So obviously, if you look up, what do you see? Space all around us, right? It's everywhere. And you look up the sky and it's cold and it's vast and it's light and it's clear. And that space that you see that is outside of us is also within us, because it's located in our cells. It's located, think of our stomachs, they're hollow, right? You know, they have space there. Our lungs, every single alveoli little pocket has air space in it, right? So there's space within us too. And then the other one that they look at is the air element. And obviously the air element is outside of us too. We breathe it all the time, you know, and the air element is very cold. It's very rough, you know, so they have these characteristics. So when you look at all these different elements that they describe that are within us, our bodies, and also outside of us in the world that we live in, it exists in everything. Those elements exist in everything. They exist in the plants that we eat. They exist in all the animals and, you know, everything. So it's just all around us. So once we understand these elements that we all have within us, then what they do is they characterize these elements and they break them down into what they call doshas. And that's the Sanskrit term that they use, dosha. And basically these doshas are broken down into three different doshas. So they take that earth and that water element, and that is what they call kapha dosha. So those characteristics, that water element, that earth element is very heavy, you know, it's very sturdy and so forth. Then they have the pitta, which is combined of the water and the fire element. And then they have the vata dosha, which is combined of the air and the space element. So every single individual has all of these elements, but what they're saying is their thought process is this, is that each one of us has a certain prominent one, which could be either that earth element or that water element. Like you might have more water element and more earth element in you versus less air element. Mm-hmm. So it has like a, how do I describe this? It's like a percentage. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, you may have more of one and less than the other. So based on your percentage of your doshas will determine, you know, what you have within you. So once you understand your specific dosha, whether you have more fire, more water, more air, more, you know, and all that stuff, then you're treating your body based on what you already have. So what they're saying is this, and this is like my perfect example that I always try to help an individual understand. So if you have a majority of the vata dosha in you, which is primarily more space and air element, then that means you have more dryness within your body. You have a lot of movement, and there's a lot of space and air, obviously. So there's dryness, there's coldness, and so forth. So that individual still has the earth and the water and the fire, but just not a lot of it, right? There are a majority of their elements are more in that space and air element. So when you have a lot of the dryness and the coldness and so forth, then that individual in particular tends to be very cold all the time. Maybe they have cold hands. They just have a lot of dryness, a lot of dryness in the skin. So therefore, they have more tendencies to have problems or issues with having too much of that in them. So it'll cause an imbalance. So let's say, for instance, I always think of a Vata individual kind of like a hummingbird, because they're on the go. They're constantly go, 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 go. And they're very chatty, 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 you know, because they just have so much movement going on within their body naturally because of that air and that space element. But for them, unfortunately, sometimes if they're not helping their body stay balanced by not eating too much dry foods, or maybe being out in the cold too long, so it causes more and more of that coldness and that dryness in them, so they get out of balance. So they need opposite. So the way you would treat an individual who has problems with that Vata getting out of balance, then you would treat them with the opposite. So if they have too much dry, you're going to give them more oily. You know, if they have too much, or you're going to give them more moisture, or if they're too cold, you're going to give them more heat. So you treat with the opposites. So that's why from an Ayurvedic perspective, it's so important to understand your dosha. This way you know what you possibly can be doing that's causing an illness. Another perfect example is this, because people kind of understand this one a little bit better. When it comes to a Pitta individual who has the elements of the fire and the water element, which is very sharp, it's hot, it's heating, right? It's very piercing. Those individuals tend to be more driven because they have that metabolism, that go, you know, that drive to be able to get the work done. You know, they're very they're just so driven that they don't see anything. They're just like, they're going for the goal and it's right there, right? So unfortunately, when they get too much Pitta going on in their body, like they eat a lot of hot salsas or a lot of hot drinks, or they're out in the hot sun, they tend to get really red and flushed because their Pitta is just getting more and more elevated. So therefore, they have the tendency to have more issues with acid reflux or things like that because they have so much fire element in them. So the way you would treat that individual is with coolness. You go opposite. So once you determine that this person is naturally a Pitta, so even though they really want to eat that chili and that salsa that tastes really good with their chips and salsa, for instance, it might not be the best idea for them to eat a lot of it all the time because they're going to naturally increase their Pitta in their body, which can lead to, you know, the disease process of having acid reflux and, you know, skin problems and so forth. So you would treat opposite.
Yeah. It's all very interconnected, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Very connected. And it does take a while to really understand. And I think that's really the bottom line is for a person to determine what their dosha is, number one. And then once they know that, then they can know, I'm a Vata. I'm already very dry as it is naturally. So I need more oil in my food. Salads may be great tasting, but they're very drying in nature. So a salad may not be the best for me to have because it's going to dry me out even more. And then I'm going to start getting a Vata imbalance, which tends to be more like I can't think straight. You know, you're not feeling grounded because you got so much air element in you. So then you have to do opposite.
Right. So if someone is interested and they wanted to get started, how would they work out what their dosha was and where would they go? Like, where would they start essentially?
Well, for me, when I work with an individual, I have like a written test, basically. And you'll be able to like look at things that are normal for you. And it's a basic questionnaire. You know, do you have X, Y, and Z? You know, are you very tall and lanky? Are you more stocky? You know, is your hair very thin? Are your eyes, you know, it looks at your eyes and the size of your eye. I mean, there's just so many, because all of this, all of these elements within our bodies is what's creating this either lightness or heaviness or sharpness and everything within us. So when you look at the questionnaire, you're able to determine and get a ballpark of what's your dosha, what's norm for you. And every single time, 99.9% of the time, once they determine what their dosha is and they're like, oh, now I get it. Now I know why I get so irritated when I go to the desert and it's 112 degrees and I can't stand it. It's so hot out there, you know, or you have the person who's a Vata and they say, I just can't stand the snow. It's so cold. I hate it. You know? And they're like, now I understand it because I'm always cold anyway. Why would I want to be in the cold? You know, so things like that. So they just basically can take this questionnaire. It'll help them determine it. And then once you determine what your primary dosha is, then if you are running into any type of health struggles or diseases, as I call them, then you are able to determine what is going on, which dosha is out of balance. You know, so what's going on, and let's focus on the dosha that's out of balance, and then we're going to revert it back to put it back into balance. Yeah. And that's basically how you treat yourself. You know, so like I said, a lot of times, even for me, when I was learning all this, I had to really understand, as my primary dosha is a pitta and my secondary is a vata, my vata was overruling my everything. And I just had way too much vata going on in my body. So I had to go opposite and really ground myself and get myself centered and really focus on the foods and the right types of foods, you know, for what I was trying to balance out. And do even, you know, things that would help center me better, ground me better. So if a Vata individual who has way too much movement and air in them already, going out for a run isn't going to be a great idea, because you're creating more movement in the body. They need more grounding. They need more yoga. They need to be on the floor. You know, they need that grounding, that meditation, that so forth. They don't need the aggravation of the run. They need the opposite. So once you find out where you're at and what you're treating, then you can understand like, oh, you know, I'm a pitta, I'm already hot, and doing a 12 p.m. workout is not the best thing for me at the heat of the day, right? So I need to either do it in the early morning, or I need to do it in more towards the evening time. So it's just understanding, you know, and understanding the doshas, really.
And I know you initially got into it because of trying to get off the medication and depression and that sort of thing. But generally, what do you sort of see people come to you for? Is it a bit of a mix of everything? Is it being overweight? Is it anxiety? Is it, you know?
Right. Well, my main focus that I really enjoy working with, obviously, is, you know, women who have issues with anxiety or depression, because to me, that's very true to my heart, because I know that they can learn this system and they can take the steps that they need to help themselves. Right. But once you start working with an individual, just by me explaining these certain things, it just fixes so many other elements on the back end that they didn't even realize were there, you know? So with another beautiful thing with the Ayurvedic process is that it's a lot about routines, and it's creating that routine in life that will, you know, keep you grounded, keep you going, not overdoing, understanding the importance of sleep, understanding the importance of decreasing your toxic load, you know, understanding why, you know, settling the mind is so critical. You know, there's just all these little elements that can help you overall in your general health and really supports the body. So everything just really falls into place and it's really cool to watch.
Yeah. And is there sort of one main thing that sort of was the light bulb moment when you sort of found out, you know, was it that you were, you know, your dosha, was it that you were cold or you were hot or you, you know, was there one thing that you just went, yeah, that's it?
Oh yeah. Well, there was so many of those. I can't even say that there was one because there was like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense now, you know, but, it was, I think for me, because I always think of it as my head was up in the clouds because I was just so out of balance with my Vata dosha. And the minute I grounded myself and took away the foods actually that were causing a lot of the imbalance and just did these simple little, like, okay, there's a certain time when sleep is really good and I need to make sure I'm in bed from this time to this time. Those lifestyle routines and the food and understanding, you know, how to support my body better, that to me was just like, really? Is it really that simple? Because I don't know why, for whatever reason, it was, we live in such a society of go, 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 right? It's like, how much can I get done? I'm burning the candle from both ends. I got to do soccer practice and meal planning and dinner and get to work and get back and do this and this and this. And before you know it, it's like, ooh, you know, you're spinning. And that was basically my lifestyle, you know? So everything that I was doing to try to keep up with my everyday life is what was throwing me out of balance, really, you know, relying on fast food, you know, processed foods and not paying attention to the nutrition that my body really needs, you know, all these little things, though they are simple to do, but because of the lifestyle part of it, that's what was throwing everything out of balance. And then once I learned how to, you know, basically not burn the candle from both ends, understanding the importance of sleep, really understanding how to reduce my toxic load, how to decrease my stress, you know, and everything just really fell right into place. And to me, that was like, really? Is it really that simple? It seemed at that point, it seemed like, no, it has to be something more than that. You know, it's my body's just totally broken and there's no fixing it, but it wasn't true. Once I gave it what it needed, then it just basically healed itself.
Yeah. Which is amazing. Mm-hmm. It just shows you how amazing the body is, and once you start connecting those dots together, there is so much you can improve and change yourself, right? I guess when you look at it.
Definitely.
Do you sort of find as well, I mean, are you more aware now if you can feel that you're sort of getting out of balance and then you need to get back in? Because I think with COVID-19 being about, there's obviously a lot more anxiety going on and stuff like that. So is it easy now to sort of feel when you are getting out of balance?
Oh yes, definitely. Even just with this whole COVID-19, you know, I there's a lot of not being able to do your routines, right? What we're used to doing. And just by that in itself really kind of threw me for a loop. And I found myself like, why am I feeling so ungrounded? It was like, I couldn't, because I was so out of my normal routine because everything was throwing everything off that I had to really, luckily I noticed it and it was like, okay, what am I feeling? You know, I'm feeling like this. Okay. What have I been doing? And I can ask myself all these questions. Okay. Well, you know, I need to really get into my routine better. You know, like for me, I really do have a routine that really grounds me. And I'll wake up in the morning. I'll do my first thing I do is my morning meditation, just taking that time for myself. Right. And just really focusing on me, because when I can focus on me, the first thing in the morning, then I'm like so much better for everybody else. And that in itself was like one of the simple tricks that I learned. And cause I always felt like, oh no, I have to worry about my kids. I got to get them all situated and do all the family stuff. And then if I have time, then I'll focus on me. Right. And I quickly learned that no, I have to, like, you know, like the airplane, you know, put your mask on first before you do your child type thing. Yeah. That's exactly what you have to do. Because if I'm not taking care of myself, I am of no good to nobody else. And I can remember, unfortunately, you know, being very, you know, brisk with the kids and like, you know, not being able to tolerate certain little simple things. It would just send me over the edge, you know, because I was never taking care of myself. So my routine is first thing in the morning, I meditate, I'll do some stretches, get my water in. And that's like, okay, I've nourished myself for now. And then from there, I can do the rest. But the minute I get out of that routine, things don't go right for me that day. It's like amazing how it happens, but it's something that I need. I need that grounding. I need it, you know, to just like nurture myself. And then I go from there. So definitely, you know, you learn what your body needs and how to really take care of yourself, because you'll notice things that are going out of balance. And another thing that I noticed too is like I start to get cold, and I'm not cold. That's not me by nature, because I'm a pitta. But the minute I start to get cold more frequently, I was like, oh my gosh, why am I so cold? And I'm like, oh, my vata is out of balance. Okay, what have I been doing? What have I, you know, oh, I've been having too many salads, or I haven't been, you know, doing enough lubrication as far as like oiling my skin, or, you know, making sure I'm taking enough omegas, or putting more ghee in my diet, because I like to use ghee when I cook. I don't know if you're familiar with ghee, but it's clarified butter. Yeah. So, you know, enough lubrication and stuff. And just looking, it's like, oh, you start, and then the minute you start incorporating what you need, then everything just goes right back into place.
Yeah. Can you give us one easy change that our listeners could make today that would really benefit their health straight away, essentially?
You know, the one thing that I have found that's really easy, but for whatever reason, people really do have a problem doing it, is understanding the importance of a good night's sleep. I mean, it's like, if you can get your quality sleep, that in itself will change everything for you. And when I say sleep, I mean sleeping, you know, till, you know, preferably from 10 p.m. to like 6 a.m. or 10 to 4:30, I mean, 5:30 or so. Just really getting that quality sleep during that time frame. And when I say that time frame, I mean that time, because there's so much that's happening in the body during that time for rejuvenation, for really, you know, helping us to be our strongest. And there's also, if you think about it, what's going on the outside. You know, everything's quiet. You know, the earth in our part of the world is going to sleep. And so that's being in rhythm with nature around you. So when you understand the importance of like really being in rhythm with the nature around you and sleeping during that time, that in itself can do immense things for people. Can decrease their stress. They can have more mental clarity. Their body is able to detoxify the way it needs to during that time frame. You know, so there's a lot of little things that are going on that are so powerful, and individuals don't realize how powerful it is. And they always tend to sleep less by, oh, I don't need that much sleep. Oh, you know, 4 hours, I'm good. You know, and it's like, no, your body needs that time to rejuvenate.
Yeah, I'm not a 4 hour person at all. No. I don't know many who are without reaching for a coffee first thing in the morning though either.
Exactly. I know. And that's unfortunately what does happen, because everybody reaches for, you know, the coffee or more during the afternoon or something to pick them up or more sugar. And then that's the whole other domino effect.
Yeah. So it's a continuing cycle, isn't it?
Cycle. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us today. Can you please let listeners know where they can reach out to you?
Oh, sure. You can go to my website. It's www.yvonne, and it's spelled Yvonne Garcia, Garcia.com. You can find me on Facebook and on Instagram. They're both the same name. It's Unique Essentials by Yvonne.
Awesome. Those are the two. Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing everything. It's been great chatting with you today. Thanks everybody for listening in, and I'll see you next week on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening into the podcast. Please hit subscribe to be updated for each time we release a new podcast.